Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Discernment Over Information. We are living in a time where information is everywhere. Instant, constant, unlimited. Students can access answers faster than ever before. And on the surface, that feels like a good thing. But here's the tension. Having access to information is not the same as understanding it. And it's capital A, not the same as knowing what to do with it. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is music that matches your mood. Whether it's something calm or something that gives you energy, music has a way of meeting you where you are. The second thing that I'm thankful for is conversations that go just a little bit deeper. That kind of, those kinds of conversations where you walk away and reflect and think afterwards, those opportunities to have those deep conversations matter. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is a good night of sleep. When you actually get real rest, everything can feel different the next day. Let's get back into the main topic. There's a shift happening in education. It's no longer just about what students know, because knowledge is easier to access than it ever before. The real question is, what do they do with it? So the topic, once again, is discernment over information. Information is easy to access now. Students can find answers instantly. A quick search gives students more than they need. Information, well, it's no longer scarce. When students can look something up in seconds and even microseconds, that part has changed. But access, it doesn't equal understanding. It doesn't. It just, what it actually means is that information is there. And that shift, that shifts what matters in learning. Not all information is equal. Just because something exists doesn't mean it's accurate or even quality. Students are surrounded by mixed quality information. There's some that information that's reliable and some that's not. But when different sources say different things, students have to sort through that. And that takes discernment, not just searching, but evaluating what they find. And that is a skill. That is a critical skill. Discernment is about judgment. Discernment means making decisions about information. What matters? What's relevant? And what's really trustworthy? Deciding which source to believe or which idea makes the most sense. That requires thinking, not just collecting information. It can't just be about collecting information, but interpreting information. And students need to ask really better questions. Good questions lead to better thinking. Not just what is it, but does this make sense? That is a critical question we have to teach students to ask is, does this make sense, or why does this matter even? When students start to question what they see, that it deepens learning.
And it moves beyond that surface level understanding, that it pushes that deeper level thinking. Questions, they drive discernment. When we have to teach it, we have to teach students to develop those better questions. And speed can get in the way of thinking. Fast answers don't always lead to deep understanding. When everything is immediate, students don't always slow down to think. When students are grabbing the first answer and moving on, that skips the thinking process, and discernment requires slowing down and taking a second look. It means actually processing the information that's there by going through that slowing down process. Speed, it gives access, but slowing down, it creates understanding. And that's the shift. Discernment, it connects to real life. Students will face decisions beyond school. What to believe, what to trust, what to act on. Evaluating information in the real world is something that they are going to have to do. That's not a school-only skill. That's life. That's a life skill, and it matters long-term, and it's critical that we teach them that. Teachers model discernment every single day. Students watch how teachers think, how they respond to information, how they explain things. When you pause and think something through out loud, when you do like a think aloud in front of students, that models the process. It shows students how to approach information, not just what to know, but how to think. We have to teach students how to do that thinking, and that modeling of the thinking process is so critical, especially where we're at. Learning shouldn't involve evaluating, not just receiving. It can't just be about receiving. Students shouldn't just take in information. They should interact with it. They should question it. They should compare it. Discussing different perspectives, that builds discernment. It moves learning from passive to active. We have to take the information and knowledge, move it from passive to active, and it makes it more meaningful to students then. And that's where the learning, that's where the real learning is at. Discernment, it builds confidence. When students can evaluate information, they feel more confident in their thinking. They're not just guessing, they're making decisions. When a student explains why they chose something, that grows competence. You can see the competence growing because they understand their reasoning. And that reasoning, students being able to provide reasoning, that matters. And discernment is more important than memorization now. Memorization, it still has value. Memorization, it is still, and I did an episode where I talked about the importance of memorization. It still has value, but it's not the end goal. That goal, the goal is truly knowing how to use the information. So it's not, We can't just focus on just memorizing and pinging back information. The goal is knowing how to use information, applying, analyzing, deciding. That's where learning becomes powerful. Discernment is what makes information useful. Without that discernment, information, it just sits there and it doesn't go anywhere. Discernment turns information into true deep understanding. I'm going to say that again because it's going to be a test, y'all. Discernment turns information into understanding. And that's what we should be building. Well, as I do a reflective plus here, I do want to say that The truth is, information is only going to keep growing. There's going to be more of it.
Faster access,
more tools.
That's not slowing down. It's not. But what matters is how students interact with this, because information by itself doesn't lead to understanding, and it definitely doesn't lead to wisdom. That part, leading to wisdom, that part is still, it has to be developed. It has to be. And that's where we, the educator, comes in. Not just helping students to find answers, but helping students to make sense of what those answers actually mean. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. As you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.